Okay. First of all, I want to thank Gary, Robin, and Ursula for their passionate testimony to the value of the program, the affiliates program. I have no question the sincerity that you bring to what you've said. And I know for a fact in my conversations with Ursula that she's a true believer in the power of the work that she's doing. So I want to honor that and show a deep appreciation for the work that she's put in over the last, I believe she said, 17 years specific to this program. So kudos to you and to the folks that have worked with you. I approach this from a very different perspective. First and foremost, I feel bad for Ursula that she feels that she's been mistreated and that the program has not been respected by the Pacifica Foundation, the leadership that precedes me. As you all know, I've only been on this position for about 5 months now. And so I don't take any of the comments Ursula makes about the way she's been treated personally, because I know I wasn't involved in any of that. But I still, as the executive director, recognize that perception is reality. And more importantly, it is her truth. And so I have to validate that and honor it and respect it and make the best efforts I can to rectify that situation. So I say all that because I want to establish up front and first and foremost that I have no ill regard for Ursula and her desires to create a unit for the Pacifica affiliate program. But I am in disagreement in terms of the justification, not only for the move to being a unit, but in all honesty, the path that was explored to get it there as a recommendation from this committee and then the board. So let me unpack a few things first and foremost. What I know is that at no point in the consideration of this resolution was there any consultation with the national office or any of the folks at NETA who we employ for financial management and accounting services. That's important because what has not been articulated is the fact that there is no endorsement from either. So let's unpack that a little bit. In my conversations when I first arrived here and was made aware of Ursula's desire to create a separate unit for the affiliates program, I took it to the folks at NETA to ask them what they thought of it from a business standpoint, having been an organization that works with dual licensees and nonprofit media operations throughout the country. The immediate response was that it was not a good idea. They mentioned all kinds of accounting matters that would have to be addressed, financial concerns, tax concerns. They listed a litany of financial reasons why they didn't think it was in the best interest of Pacifica. From the national office standpoint, as I mentioned earlier, the national office has sort of used the revenues from the affiliates program as a bit of a safety bank, a piggy bank, if you will, for rainy days, when there has been a lull or a shortcoming, if you will, in some of the revenue necessary to pay salaries or maybe even bills. And so I want to make sure that I'm that I articulate how it's been used, but more importantly, the fact that there was no real support for it at all. I think the other thing that is important to recognize, beyond the fact that I think that the resolution was not necessarily properly informed, nor the motion, but I think it's also important to recognize that there really is not a legitimate business plan on the table to justify the move. There are scattered documents that you can identify ideas that have been postulated as potential revenue centers for the affiliates program. But when you consider the membership that is part of Ursula's affiliates program and the fact that she acknowledges readily that over the last 10 years there's been a $50,000 decline in income from fees, I think it begs the question, if there's a decline in revenues over the last 10 years, why would we have an assumption that this program would generate revenues on its own? Secondly, Ursula mentions seeing underwriting as a principal way to generate revenue for the affiliates program. She mentioned an outfit in Minnesota that gave her a blueprint on how to do that. I'm actually not aware of that program, all other than what I've read from what she's put together. But it is a very non-traditional underwriting approach in terms of the structure for the fees for the underwriter, let alone how the stations engage in it. But much more important is that Pacifica, to this point, is not an organization that endorses underwriting. And so I would find it amusing if folks like Carol Travis and others who are so dead set against underwriting as a revenue source, even though our stations would argue desperately need it, would find it appropriate to be part of the revenue structure for the Pacifica Affiliates Program. I'll also mention that as a separate unit, it still would fit under the category of a Pacifica unit. This is important because CPB identifies the five stations, as autonomous as they are, as still being part of the single enterprise of Pacifica. I think Ursula will find as she goes out seeking grants that as a unit of Pacifica, she too will be subjected to the universal peg, if you will, of being an aspect of the one Pacifica Foundation. So our reputation, be what it is and what it may become, will still impact what she does from a foundation and or corporate or CPB perspective. I want to knock out a few things that have been mentioned. Podcast sponsorship is something that has been lightly addressed. Very few podcasts ever get sponsorship. So to assume that podcasts targeted to the affiliate membership, that they would be able to garner sponsorship is a tall order, to say the least. The same, I would argue, goes for underwriting. But again, I'm not going to say it's not possible. It's just a very heavy lift. A couple other things I wanted to mention real quick. If I can find some notes here, 1 second. I think it's also important for members of this committee to know that we're talking about an aspect of the organization that net income is less than $30,000, according to its projections for fiscal year 19. Again, I think there's a question that has to be put out there. What is there to be truly gained as an independent unit? And considering how that funding has been used in dire times, what would be the injury, if you will, to the National Foundation and particularly the National Office not having that that reserve, if you will, available to us? The last thing I'll say, and I'll end it here, and certainly can address things in either the closed session or if people have questions of me or if it comes up later on in the ongoing discussion, is, you know, I just got here, like I said, 5 months ago. I have big plans for the organization. I think that the five stations and the affiliates and the archives can create national programming together. I think it's very important that we not judge the viability or the prospect of the affiliates program on what was and what has been, and instead take a more global perspective on what we believe Pacifica can be in its best case. Because quite frankly, it doesn't have any impact on our debt. It doesn't have any impact on our revenue at this stage of the game. The question is, if it is intact, whether Ursula retires and transitions someone in, or someone is hired to run the program and apply best practices, or Ursula stays on because she's all of a sudden excited about the opportunities and spends the rest of her retirement days as a happy member of the Pacifica staff in the national office, we have an opportunity to not only increase its value once the five stations develop national programming that can be offered to the affiliates, And that's where we really get the network effect. It's when the larger stations that have the resources and can get the money to support journalism, to support the production of national programming, that's the programming, I believe, that will make the affiliates program actually useful. And it being an independent unit really has little bearing on the viability of that model that has been described in presentations I've made across the country. So I'll shut up there and answer any questions if there are any. Thanks for the opportunity to speak.
I'd like to talk, but if you want to go into executive session, that's fine, too. I can wait.
I would prefer to the remainder of the meeting to go into executive session. Unless the other members of the committee object to that.
I had a question about. Is Nancy?
The reason is that as we further get into this discussion, we may touch on some personnel issues that should be confidential, I believe. Mm-hmm. Nancy, what did you want to say?
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say I'm hearing that the Ursula has, and I know, I mean, I know from since when I joined the LSB, how Ursula has grown the affiliates program enormously in the last couple of years, and I don't understand how not being a unit is inhibiting that, and I'm wondering also what are I'm worried about the affiliates unit breaking off into a separate unit for a couple of reasons. One is central services is always difficult to collect from the separate units. But number two is I'm sure there's been some support of the affiliates from the national office, if I heard correctly, that the income is only $30,000 a year. I had a question for Maxie about what NETA's specific concerns were, and maybe that's something for executive session. I don't know, but...
I can answer real quick. The thing that NETA brought up is that there are expenses associated with establishing a separate unit. There are accounting practices that have to be put in place, and I think we all know that we've had a pretty bad track record of fiscal management. However, I will acknowledge that Ursula and her unit do a spectacular job of taking care of their books, so I'm not so much concerned with that. It's more like, I think, what you just mentioned, collecting of the service fees, the central services. How does that become, calculated with this model versus what we currently have with the five stations, because as Ursula mentioned, it is a different sort of enterprise, so that would warrant a different, if there was a central services fee at all. But the main argument...
Can I respond to that?
Yeah, I'd like to respond to it, too.
I'd like to respond to that.
Ursula.
Well, first of all, it ends up kind of sounding like the affiliates program is in the red, which... It is absolutely not true. The affiliate.
Could you speak a little bit louder, please? Speak a little bit louder.
I never said that.
Okay, just a minute.
I never said that.
The affiliate program has consistently brought in revenue. We have never been in it. We are always in the black. Pacifica has never contributed towards the affiliate program. It's the reverse. The affiliate program has always contributed to Pacifica. That's, it does sound a little bit, I appreciate what you said, Maxie, but it ends up sounding a little bit like where, the fact that the program actually does support itself and give money to the foundation is, has always been the case. And, we want to continue to be that way. Now, in the budget that I submitted to Maxie, the central services are built into that already, and we're calculating it at 20%. Of our income, which I think is just slightly more than what the percentage of stations pay. I'm not sure what they pay these days. But we calculated 20% because we thought that was about what the stations pay. So that is already in the budget. And we have never withheld anything from the foundation. We have a stellar record in terms of accountability to the national office, and I don't see any reason why that would change. I think our track record has shown that we're trustworthy in that area. On top of the central services that we've already calculated into our budget, I mean, the amount that Max is talking about is after central services have been paid. And on top of that, we're putting in our budget money for the servers, which I think usually is considered part of central services, but we're taking that out and we're paying that on top of that. So we're not looking to and we're not looking to get out of paying anything. But on the other hand, this idea that the affiliate program's intention is to provide, you know, cash when needed, with all due respect, that is a disrespectful and bad business practice. It just is, because what you're doing is you're using money that's not really identified in any way. And I don't think any of you realize this, but the affiliate program has never had an office, electricity, or internet paid for by the foundation. You have to understand, this is an operation that has always depended upon the generosity and of the people that do it, that it is just time to run a real operation. It just is. I mean, to just see this as money that, you know, to be used for other things. The unspoken statement there is that the affiliate program is never in a position to actually invest in itself or even to pay for its own expenses. And so, you know, I think we need to get kind of in the realm of what's really going on. And the affiliate program has never taken money from Pacific Aid, has always given money back. I mean, it's always given money to Pacific Aid. So, you know, what we're proposing is not being in the red or not giving money to Pacifica. We're just asking that, you know, that the program begin to be managed in a way so that it actually can, you know, some of the resources that it generates be used in a logical fashion for the operation itself.
Has the income that the affiliates
point of privilege, please. Point of privilege, please. Mr. Chair, I think we should go. I think we should go into executive session.
I think we need to go into that.
I would like to be on the stack too.
Could I just ask a follow up question, Ms. Nancy?
Sure.
I really haven't known a whole lot about the affiliates and how it works and everything. And I think that, this whole thing, I know the majority of the board approved this, not everybody approved this, but it just sort of came out of the blue, and I don't think it really had that much discussion and details about what the affiliates is all about and how it works and everything. But another one of my concerns is the affiliates does provide this income source for the whole network, the national office, and is equivalent to what the other units pay, what the national office has been depending on all these years. And if not, I think it, you know, how are we going to replace that if the affiliates get yanked out from the national office income resources?
Okay, can I speak, Alex, before we go into executive session?
We should go into executive session, please.
Mansoor, well, I'm asking Alex, because I have been on the stack a long,
ahead,
long
Carol.
Time. Okay,
Carol,
thank you. Okay, first of all, I want to indicate, like Nancy, and like my first thing at the very beginning, that the PNB and me personally doesn't know that much about the structure of the affiliates. We don't know the total income. We don't know what the staff costs are. And, if we've been paying your salary or the salary of the people you've hired now, that is Pacifica paying. I don't know that, you know, I haven't seen the budget that you've put in and so on. But a legal issue for being a separate unit, and I really even have questions about the meaning of the separate unit of the archives. But really, there's, you know, the sense that we've treated you badly, we may have treated you badly, Ursula, and I believe you when you say that, just like Maxie had said, you know, your perception of that is meaningful. But we have not treated the affiliates per se badly. We've put two affiliate people on the board. I don't know if that was part of the original 2002 bylaw rewrites or if that was added some point along the way. And although the way in which affiliate directors are chosen usually is, and I don't think that's true this time at all, but is usually chosen by various factions going up and drumming up people to run, and or soliciting people to vote with them then on the national board. But really, having affiliate directors on the board is important, although it's true we haven't talked about affiliates that much and the role of affiliates. In my mind, the role of affiliates is not financial, it's political. The fact that we have affiliates across the nation is meaningful politically and makes us more, gives us more heft as a network. I have no idea, because I don't know anything about this stuff, you know, the potential to get more affiliates. And I have no idea when the spurt in growth was and from what to what. And my impression was that it was right after the Trump election, but I don't know if that's true or not. But the legal question is, the five stations as a legal entity are responsible financially for each other. And that is meaningful because each of the five stations has a license which is worth thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, depending on which license and which market. And so, in fact, it's a question of why affiliate directors can vote on financial matters, because there's no skin in the game. If we, as we run up debt, if something happens, in the end game, licenses are valuable, and the archives are valuable, but the network is not something that is valuable in that way. So you don't have, in terms of a legal structure and a legal obligation to the debt of KPFA or WPFW or WBAI, you do not have, that unit has no, it's meaningless as a unit in that sense. And so there are legal questions too. And I want the Pacifica affiliates to grow. I want us to give the Pacifica affiliates attention. I have Nancy's question too, that the fact that you could grow without being a unit significantly recently, you know, what does being a unit mean in that regard? And also, you know, I think there's contradictory things about being part of Pacifica. You know, and I think you, even in your opening remarks, Ursula, kind of expressed that. On the one hand, you feel like you'd be able to get more the potential to do things because you could do things independently. Well, that might mean that you're running up debt that we're all, you know, obligated to if things don't go through. And but on the other hand, we have a bad reputation. And that's true, and that's one of the reasons we have trouble getting big donor dollars these days, and we have trouble getting grants. But right now, I think we are all really rolling up our sleeves and attempting to undertake saving Pacifica and making Pacifica a national network and having the staffs that have already professional people on it to do some big national programming, you know, over time, not tomorrow, can help to the extent there are opportunities for growth in the affiliate arena, get more growth, because I think it is my impression that affiliates are proud. There's an identification of being Pacifica affiliates by the affiliates, maybe not by the donors, but by the affiliates, because we're known as a progressive or radical or, you know, a voice that is not the kind of voice of corporate media. And the final thing I want to say is the thing that Maxie pointed out, is there's quite a debate on underwriting and also standing as nonprofits in terms of underwriting, because if you are making money by underwriting, that changes your tax status. And
no.
So there's a lot of questions here. Anyway.
It does not change your tax status. No.
Well, it depends how much money you get.
Right.
Well, there are specific things. There are specific things you have to do that we're not doing if you do underwriting.
Anyway,
no,
it's a big debate, and it's not something.
No, we researched that all the way to the IRS, and it's just simply not true. We really, really did research that. We
well,
the
there's
IRS
also the CPB. It's not just the IRS.
No, it's the FCC. It's the FCC.
Yeah, we can't get into that. And we really can't get into that topic right now. That's a huge topic,
right.
And
right.
We're going to get really sidetracked very fast before
right.
I go into
right.
that.
Topic. Right.
Right.
You got to make sure. You got to make sure that's right in your underwriting policy. I'm sorry. This is an FCC. You got to make sure that you're doing that absolutely by the books, or else the IRS is going to come after you. And the FCC is going to come after you.
Okay, can we please not have...
Let's go into...
Can we stop the crosstalk, please?
Yeah.
let me just make one quick statement, because I really haven't said anything substantive tonight. I was looking forward to this discussion because I don't really have a horse in this game. I voted for the... original resolution to make the affiliates a separate business unit, but I was willing to be convinced that maybe that was not a good decision. I have to say that so far I have not been convinced. I haven't been convinced strongly one way or the other, although I am leaning toward thinking that the affiliates should become a separate business unit. And the other thing is, I don't think anybody here was ever looking at the affiliates as primarily a source of income, although it may very well become that indirectly. Primarily, we look to the affiliates to broaden the reach of Pacifica and to possibly get content from the affiliates that we can use for our own programming. So it was mainly that kind of relationship that we were always looking for. It was never as a main source of revenue. That would be great if it ever became.
It is the reality.
Okay. I don't think it ever, it was certainly not in my mind, and it was never.
Right.
Who would
have thought? Yeah.
Are we hanging
sorry,
up?
I'm sorry. Sorry.
And calling back? Or
okay.
Let's
go into let's go.
But I think it should be a goal. You know, but I don't. You know, it's not. It's like it's really a radical thing to do, and we just need to do it correctly if we're going to do it. You know, it just can't be like ripped away and at the to the detriment of Pacifica. If you know, and the reality is, we discovered that the Pacifica depends on this revenue. They want to grow, like you said, Alex, that's a very important point, is we want to grow the network. But in reality, Pacifica does depend on this revenue source. And what are they going to do without it? Until that gets fixed.
When I was on the National Finance Committee, I was a chair of the National Finance Committee last year, actually. We never saw a separate budget for the affiliates. We did see a budget for the PRA and each of the five stations and even the national office. And I believe, if I recall, that perhaps the revenue from the affiliates was simply another revenue stream in the national office budget.
That's correct.
Yeah. So it does kind of get lost in the shuffle there.
Is it possible to get a mock-up budget from all the expenses and revenue?
We have it. Ursula was kind enough to put together a fiscal year 19 projection, and I do stand corrected. She did include central services, so I did speak incorrectly about it, not about the net revenues, if you will. It would bring her up to well over $70,000, which is respectable. I know we have a phobia about NPR, but I think the affiliates program should be thought of as station services in the model that NPR has, where they are a membership organization. They provide services to their membership through station services. They create national programming. They don't own any stations, but in our case, we would. Obviously, the five, and maybe more if we expand. But I think we should just always take into consideration, there are models of national networks providing services to their member stations where they are not a separate business unit. They are an aspect of the overall organization because it is income. It's just flat out an income source that contributes to the greater whole, versus being something that is sort of autonomous. And I should say this, I meant to include this in my presentation, if I may, real quick, Alex. When Nita and I met, I asked Ursula to do two things. I asked her to create an operational expense budget, which she did, a business plan for the affiliates, which she has done, with the understanding that those two things could exist and the revenue still be part of the Pacifica National Office. In other words, every year, Ursula or whoever the director is of the affiliates program could create an operational expense budget, which could include expansion goals, a business plan that could be verified by the national board as a worthwhile endeavor. All that can happen within the construct that we currently have. Again, if you create a separate business unit, I'm sure there are pros and cons to it. I just don't feel like it's a necessary aspect of the growth strategy, if you will, for affiliates.
Okay.
But
Maxie, I have to be honest, and I have not heard a convincing argument why it's a bad idea to create a separate business.
I think the question respectfully is, what's the compelling argument for it? Because we're going to do by creating it is create a bunch of accounting and financial and legal and tax-oriented things to deal with versus what we have.
Until we have some details on that, I can't answer that. And at this point, we don't have the details.
Good point.
We don't have the information.
Good point.
I have a thought. May I?
Yes, go ahead.
I actually would like to see, before we have a discussion on this, the business plan, the budget, and some understanding from Ursula on the potential for growth. But so that I can look at all these things, and I want to look more closely at the website. I looked at the website at some point. I'm trying to find it now, and now, of course, I can't find it. But I thought that it had a a content depot or whatever job posting on it, by the way. But, you know, just to do some more research and in preparation for a more thorough discussion by us, and so that we can have a more thorough discussion with the board. But it's the fact that we could do the budget and the plan without a unit sounds compelling to me.
Yeah, can I just say...
May I say something?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, in terms of the network activity, I think that, you know, within the scope of this call, it hasn't really been fully discussed, this extent of the network activity. I mean, when I met with you, Maxie, and Nita, you asked me what the network activity was, and I bored you for the next 20 minutes telling you all the things that we do as a network. There's a tremendous amount of activity going on that comes out of my office that, you know, we haven't discussed, which is network activity. You know, it's a very, very active program, and that's the reason why we have affiliates, is because, you know, we're not just a business unit. We're an operation. I mean, we do all sorts of things all the time with affiliates, and we are a network. That's why this works. Okay, Robin says, how do I know all these people? It's because my job is to build a network. So that's what you do, you know? But the other thing I want to say is that I think there's something that's not being addressed here that is actually very, very important, which is that this is not just about money. Yes, I think we should be able to manage our money like the other financial centers can. I really do, because I think it's better management. And we would do better. But the business plan was established 17 years ago, and we have always operated in the black. Pacifica does not pay our staff salary. The affiliates pay it. We have been giving about 50 to 70% of our budget to Pacifica, or our income to the Pacifica, for the last 17 years. So, no, Pacifica has never paid our salary. And we've been very, very aware of that. You know, that is the one thing I would never allow to happen, is that if it got to the point where our salaries were not covered, then we no longer have an affiliate program, because the point is we're building enterprise on top of the network assets, not using, you know, not taking away from them. And so we have always paid for ourselves and then some, and probably paid for some of the station salaries too. But I would really ask you to hear, because I think this is more subtle, but it's very, very real, is that this is a management plan. Because currently there is no real management plan for the affiliate program. I don't even really have a job description, quite frankly. I'm still operating off of the job description that I was given to you 17 years ago, which really does no longer describe what I do. Mm-hmm. This works because I've been very good natured and very, very loyal, and put up with with really an unsustainable situation for many years at personal cost. That's why we've succeeded so far. But that cannot continue. It's just not a successful model. But what I'm saying is that, if I'm not the manager of a unit, if I'm part of the national office, my supervisor, then the head of my operation just has to be the executive director, because that's the head of the national office. And it makes it impossible for me to really make decisions as a manager. And this has been a terrible, terrible problem for the affiliate program, where we've lost many, many opportunities, because the bottom line is the executive director does not have time to make all these little decisions for the affiliate program, because he really has bigger fish to fry. And most of them have to do with the stations.
You're describing poor management by previous executive directors. That has nothing to do with the proper way to operate a division of a company. It's not a separate business unit, but has its own operational budget. If a good manager was supervising as an executive director your division, you would have a budget, as I've described, to operate from. You would manage those resources to great effect to grow your aspect of the company. There's everything you're describing is really more about the leadership at the time, not necessarily how we are structured. It's not a structural issue. It's who was managing. And if for some reason you've never over 17 years been able to make the case that this affiliates program is important and it has meaning and value, then that into itself says something, either that it has not been, as you described it, well, let me put it this way. It says that the fact that it doesn't generate a lot of revenue has made it something to be overlooked, and we haven't made a strong enough case for the soft value, which you're arguing is what the real case is. And I don't disagree with that. The fact that we don't have a national program, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying your soft sell, not focusing on revenues, is actually the way you should sell it at this point. Because, as I said earlier in my earlier presentation, the financial implications of this being a division or a unit is really irrelevant. I think Carol is right. It's a legal matter. You're right. It's a reputation issue. It's all those sort of soft sell aspects that make it is what it is. But let's not make a decision about the status of your division becoming a unit based on poor leadership at the executive director level. That's what you're describing. It's not the way that a healthy, normal nonprofit would orchestrate itself.
Well, I haven't heard any other proposal. I mean, I don't know what else is being proposed here.
I've only been here 5 months. I asked you for a strategic plan, a business plan. I have it. And I went through most of the things that you listed in my presentation. And my argument is that there's little here that I would argue is going to make you profitable in any sizable way beyond what you currently are. So the business case, the financial case, I don't think is there. Now, if you want to sell the other side of it, that's respectable and can be made. And if that's enough for Alex and the rest of the board committee and then the subsequent board from an informed standpoint to say this is worthy of being its own separate business unit, then so be it. All I did was get in the way of what was being forwarded because I don't think the business case is strong at all.
What Maxie is saying is that it's acknowledging that the importance of your department has not been recognized, and it needs to be, but making a separate unit of it is going to have a cost associated with it, rather than improving what's there now and giving it its due. Due respect and due attention is what is needed, and it won't have the ramp up costs associated with breaking it into a separate unit, which is going to cost a lot of money to do that because Nita's going to have to set everything up. There's going to be costs associated with setting up a new business unit when what you want is you want to be able to do the things that you want to do with the affiliates that you can't do now, but you don't have to break away to do that and incur all those extra costs. You could put those into the affiliates program right now.
Robin, for
also,
we should either go into executive session.
Hold on. Folks, we are running out of time. I don't think we're going to be able to finish this discussion tonight. I think there's a lot of information we don't have. People keep talking about the costs of setting up a business, separate business. What are those costs? I have not heard anything about that. People are talking about legal implications. I'm not aware that there are any legal implications. Pacifica is one corporate entity. We've always understood that even the different stations do not have a separate legal existence. So I'm not sure what we're talking about here. I would like to continue this discussion, probably an executive session. I don't think we don't have time to do it tonight. Let me ask you this: Would you want to that we schedule a special meeting, an executive session, to continue this discussion, We can do it sometime next week.
I'll have a recommendation.
I would prefer that, Mansoor.
What would you be your recommendation, Maxie?
I still have yet to understand why we need an executive session. I don't think anything we're going to discuss is really going to hit on personnel matters. I don't think that's really part of the discussion here. But I think the bigger thing, if we're going to move this conversation forward in a truly informed manner, I think what is most important is for Ursula to share the business plan she gave to me and the prospectus budget for fiscal year 19. I think it's always useful for people to get their eyes on those two documents. I think also what probably is crucial to an informed understanding of the implication is to have Nita give us a financial breakdown of what it would cost if they were to provide financial services for another unit.
Okay.
One of the stations cost a certain amount. So let's just do that.
I wanted to ask you that myself. Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask for some more documents. I'd like to know what the revenue projections are for 2019 are, and what the revenue has been, you know. And it was news to me, for example, Ursula, that you said that you guys pay your own salaries. I didn't know that. So mm-hmm. having, you know, some of the financial documents that indicate that, those kinds of things, too, like what are currently, what's your budget, what are your costs, so not just, you know, your budget for the future and your plan, but some revenue picture of the past.
Carol, if I may, it's important that we not articulate the affiliates program pays for its own salary. It covers its salaries and its revenue. But it is part of the national office, so.
Oh well, I mean, I okay. Well, then there was misunderstanding in the way our, you know, that's clear. The way it was said. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway,
I'm
just get a sense clear. Of if we see okay. it in budget numbers, Ursula, it would be helpful. Then we'll be able to read it.
Okay. Let's continue this discussion. Can we continue this next week? And Maxie, you're probably right. This does not have to be an executive session.
Can I ask something real quick? Is that I'm hearing people want the budget. This is, you know, Maxie, is it okay with you if I send people the budget?
I'm advocating.
I have to defer to Maxie here.
Yes, I'm advocating that you share the two documents that you forwarded to me per my request. I think that's important for this committee to see, to have eyes on it so they can understand what we're talking about, because for some, the revenue projections are important, and your plans in terms of how you'll grow the organization, the unit, is important. And so those are captured in your two documents. I think that's important for everyone on this call to witness.
But I'm also asking for other documents, and Ursula, as a director of Pacifica, I can ask that. It's not... I'm not trying to spy on you. I'm trying to understand.
No, the budget. I'm trying to understand.
And everybody on this call is a director, so we are
right.
All,
but the budget has our projected income. I'm trying to figure out what else you want.
I wanted
to
know
the budget
income. Like a past budget. You said you did financial.
I never
reports
had a past
every,
budget.
Oh, well,
okay,
you did financial reports every.
How
week,
about
every
actual
month?
Actual budget from last year?
Yeah.
What were your expenses and what was the income from the affiliate?
Right. Right.
Okay. I mean, I'm happy to send anybody our financial reports. If that's okay with Maxie. I mean, I don't have any problem with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's perfectly fine. This group.
And if you can in an Excel sheet do a totals for the year, like Nancy said, you know, what was last year's revenue and what was last year's expenses?
I mean, the fact that you've been running the program for 17 years, I mean, if you can show, you know, the growth that's happened over the last 5 to 10 years, go all the way back 17 if you can. I mean, I think this committee, to make a really truly informed decision, really has to understand your projection, because again, I read what is in your document that says over the last 10 years there's been a decline of $50,000 in revenue. So That needs to be expressed in the material that you share so they can understand $50,000 from what.
Okay. Just ask if we schedule a meeting for next week, what would be a good day
not
for most people?
Week. We have, Alex, we have it on the second and the third, or the first and the third.
So you want it for the next
I want it in that regard because the audit committee is on the other Mondays, and I have a meeting every Monday, and I don't want two meetings on one Monday.
Might I propose, Alex, that I can have Nita put that financial document together for you by next Monday? And that way, we won't have to meet, but at least the committee members can get a distribution of the material that was requested for this.
Okay. That sounds good.
Hey, Carol?
Hey, Ursula, do you think you can get...
Yeah,
Gary? Who do I speak to join the programming committee?
I think you speak to Nancy.
Nancy!
Nancy, are you still there? Are you on mute, or did you leave?
I think Nancy checked out.
Well, hey, Gary. Yes, I'm sorry. I apologize. I was muted.
There you go.
I would like to join the programming committee.
That's great. I think if you and Robin is on the strategic planning, is that correct?
Robin, my idea was if Robin and Gary could agree on which committees they can join, obviously committees that have an affiliate member, then we can avoid elections. We can
absolutely.
So we came to that
absolutely.
Agreement.
Absolutely. So that you came to that agreement?
Yeah, Robin is now on the strategic planning, and I would like to join the programming committee.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you worked it out. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think,
well, there it's done. It's done. And so then you would speak to Catherine and Catherine Davis.
Well, why don't you email Catherine?
I'll email you and I'll email.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
Nancy.
Ursula,
thank you for being on this call.
Great.
Before we leave the meeting, I just want to.
Ursula, yes, I want to thank you also, and Alex.
You're welcome.
It was a great conversation. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I just want to
thank you, Ursula.
Everybody for participating, and even though we don't agree on everything, we all agree that we want to do the best for the affiliates, and we're trying
to
figure out how to do it.
Yes, and you
have a. You have my appreciation, if you don't get it from somewhere else. You have mine.
You've gotten it from a lot of places.
Okay, we'll continue this discussion at our next meeting. And the meantime,
thank you, guys. Thank you.
Information to digest.
Perfect.
Alex,
okay. Thank you all.
Much respect for the timing of this meeting, for getting it over on time, my man.
Okay, do we have a motion to adjourn?
We do.
There you go.
So moved.
As I can vote, I second that.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.